flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. We are joined now by Devin McCourty, the tremendous Pro Bowl talent, three-time Super Bowl champion, who was a part of that Patriots dynasty. So we'll tag you in here. I was just opining. I want to get your thoughts. And maybe you don't admit it publicly, right? Back of your head, though, is any part of you kind of root against the Chiefs because New England didn't get three in a row and then they would?
I don't, man. I've actually really enjoyed what they do. And, again, everything they're doing gives me a platform to talk because I got to be in New England and see all the things that we were able to do as a team. But they already did something we couldn't do. Like, they went back-to-back. And I know for me, separate in, I take what I got to do in New England. I don't take the kind of hole. Those other guys went back-to-back before us. But we lost when we had a chance to go back-to-back.
Do you appreciate it more, do you think?
Yes.
Just because, like, we were just talking. In Washington, we didn't do the playoff coverage thing for years and years. Now that we just saw you beat Tampa, you beat Detroit, then you went to Philly, then you got to play. Winning one is so damn hard.
Yes.
To three in a row is like, it's unfathomable.
And that's the thing. Like, I fully understand of we went to some AFC championships and lost. They don't really do that. They go to AFC championship in Kansas City, they go to the Super Bowl. So to reset and like go back to like off-season training in April feels horrible. I just finished, especially once you win a Super Bowl, you go do a few media things. By the time you get back home, it's like mid-February, almost the end of February. So you've been home or wherever for a month and a half, and you're like, you want us to go back to doing football again? So I understand that that's not an easy process to not only win, but to keep going back and back and back and back to the Super Bowl. It makes everything seem like I'm missing out on vacations or different things. But they understand this is a very unique opportunity and time. So to commit yourself to that, I just see that. And I'm just like, man, that's awesome what they're able to do.
What are the similarities, Devin, for you just as an observer who played for some of those great Patriots teams with what you guys did and were doing in the program and how you run it? And Kansas City, what are some of the things that are the same? But maybe more importantly, what's different about those teams?
Man, I think a lot of what I see is you have this great head coach and you have this quarterback who are phenomenal. And they will steal all the headlines. That's what everybody's going to talk about. But what's very similar is if you go down the line, their team and our team, there's some key core players on both sides of the ball that make it work. When I look at a guy like Joe Tooney on offense, his ability to go from left guard out to left tackle, not bat an eye, not complain, just go out there and do it. I look at guys like Justin Reed, Nick Bolton, Chris Jones on defense. Like, through the middle of your defense, you have these veteran guys. When I was in New England, we had guys like Vince Wilfork, Dante Hightower, myself at safety, Patrick Chung. Those are the similarities. I think the differences are they've been able, for the most part, to keep a lot of their coaching staff the same. And I know, like, Matt Nagy left, and then you had Bieniemy, but because Andy Reid really calls the play, you've been able to have that. Steve Spagnuolo's been there. When I was in New England, we had a time where Matt Patricia left. Then Brian Flores. Like, we had different moments. And when you think about the first dynasty, the Romeo Crennels and all of those people, Josh McDaniels left and then came back. We had to continue to win with different people in the coaching staff, which is hard to do. Them being able to keep those same guys in is people don't understand how special that is to have guys that want to stay there and not take every opportunity and how much that helps the players.
Devin McCourty, 13 seasons with the Patriots, and now a media mogul. That guy is killing the game.
Mogul, that's a strong word. I don't know about that.
NBC Sports is number one watch football, Night in America. Of course, Westwood One, you're going to be all over the pre- and post-coverage of the Super Bowl. You look so much like a recent guest we had on, Jason McCourty.
How bad was he, though?
Honestly, it wasn't as good as you.
You don't want to really have him on around this time of year because this is about winning championship. He went to the playoffs. He went to the playoffs twice in his career. One time he went to the Super Bowl. I don't know he won it. Good for him. But, like, this is about guys who are, like, winners
this
at heart.
This is Super Bowl champion time.
Yeah. So, like, back when Washington was bad, bring him on.
Right.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
We don't need guys like him.
We had him on during Washington's three-game losing streak.
Exactly.
And we were like, great time. Hey, you've been in a lot of these. How can they get out of this?
He went 0-16 as a player.
That's embarrassing.
And
we all know it was his fault. Right?
A lot of it, and the guy doesn't thank me enough. He's out there in Cleveland. They go 0-16. After I told him before to don't go to Cleveland, he goes anyway. Then after, I still had, you know, a good heart and said, hey, if you get out of Cleveland, I'll get you to New England. Get the guy out of Cleveland, get him New England, and get him a Super Bowl championship.
And
everywhere,
then what does he do?
Everywhere he goes, he talks bad about me.
I don't understand
it.
A couple of twin brothers who are just killing it in the media. But I want to pivot to DC for our listening audience for a second. So we debate this a little bit on the show. Do you think they were super hot, or do you think they were that good? In other words, going into next year, if they have a strong offseason, is that an NFC championship game caliber team, or was that just kind of a fun ride?
No, it's an NFC caliber team. Why?
You think so?
You got the quarterback. Again, having just a quarterback is not enough. Not having a quarterback will give you no shot. And now when you have a quarterback, you can now say, hey, we can add right here a little bit. All right, we can do something over here a little bit. Hey, how do we make our run defense better? We can prioritize that. When you don't have a quarterback, all your other needs, they just seem so far away because you're like, we don't have a damn quarterback. Until we get that, we have no shot. And I think all I kept hearing about was Dan Quinn came in, and before they got going on anything, he was big on building the culture. And when you build a culture, it's built on now having a certain level and a standard to what you're doing and winning. And I think that's now what they are going to be built on, winning. This standard is to be met day in and day out. Will it guarantee you back in the NFC Championship? No, it doesn't guarantee that. Other teams are going to get better too. But I think for the foreseeable future, as long as Jaden Daniels is healthy, if I'm a Commanders fan, I expect to be in this conversation every year with a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
That's pretty fun. It's different.
Yeah. So we could have through our ears.
Yeah, we could ask your brother, like, hypothetically, what would it be like to win? But we can ask you, what is it like?
Yeah, exactly.
If you won, what would you have done?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
How would you have celebrated?
Absolutely. Did you guys ever do, like, go to each other's classes bit? Like, you are the twins that I think, even when we played a game, if I'm being honest, in the studio of, like, which McCourty is this after we had your brother on? It's so hard. Like, can you tell the difference?
We don't think we look alike.
Seriously.
If you see our kids' pictures, you'll be like, holy, those guys look alike.
Yeah.
Now it's like, even we did a Netflix game, Christmas game.
It was awesome, yeah.
And they put up our pictures that we were going to be on. And people were like, those are twins. They don't look alike.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Like, people were like,
I guarantee there's, like, family members of yours at reunions or whatever that doesn't say
your
name.
Well, Coach Belichick doesn't know the difference between
us. That's the least surprising thing
I've
ever
heard. He does not know the difference.
Would he just say McCourty?
No. He called both of us Devin. You don't just say McCourty. You know one is better. You go with Devin. Make him happy.
The better brother. Well, we appreciate the time. I hope this isn't too uncomfortable. You're very handsome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, look at this guy.
I agree with that. I agree with that assessment, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really see on the camera, but, like, you get the award for just, like, when you look at me, there's, like, a melting
thing. You didn't tell Jason this, though, right?
No, he wasn't in person.
Okay, oh.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if he's as handsome as
he's
you.
Not.
I'll be honest.
He's not.
Even
he's
though he
not.
Looks just like you.
My wife tells me that all the time.
Yeah.
She would have never picked him.
My wife's going to be salty when I talk about how handsome you are later. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate you stopping
through. No, appreciate you having
Seriously,
me.
Love watching
This has
all
been
your
the best
endeavors.
One so far.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You've told everyone that, but
no,
we
no,
appreciate
no.
you.
Luckily, I haven't only been to one. Like, I'm telling the truth.
Well, thank you, buddy. It's good catching up.